אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 50 מאמר סוד העיבור.
We're reading from בעל הסולם's article called The Secret of Conception. The meaning of conception and birth. There's no English text. You can send us questions at cup.tv and selected questions will be live. It's on page 50 in the writings of בעל הסולם in Hebrew. The secret of conception is birth, subtitle back and forth, or posterior and anterior. A man has eyes in his front, implying that he cannot look except to the future, meaning at the orders of development from below upwards. However, one cannot look behind him, meaning in the orders of conception from above downwards. Therefore, one is robbed from any true knowledge, because he lacks the beginning. And he is like a book that is lacking the first half, and therefore you cannot understand anything out of it. And all the advantage to those who have attainment is that they also merit attaining the secret of conception, meaning the process that was from above downwards, because Adam includes everything. And this is seen evidently when one is looking or contemplating something. Everyone knows that he's actually not looking at anything that is outside his own body and his own ideas. And with that, he attains the whole world. And he knows what the people of the world think. And he evaluates them in order to see how to be liked by them. And he adjusts himself to their desires. And in order to reach such knowledge, one has to look only within himself. And already he can understand the thoughts of his contemporaries, because they're all equal to one another, and the man himself includes them within himself. And the boundary for his knowledge is that he doesn't know and cannot remember his own conception, and cannot tell anything that is from that time.
On the foundation and the root of our work is finding a basis, a fundament for the action of the Creator with respect to us. Once we discover that the Creator is the one who stabilizes, creates every state, this is the starting point of our work in consciousness, in understanding above reason, not in our vessels, rather in the new vessels. And this is why every ascent in the degrees of revelation, we discover providence, that he was the one who organized, he was the reason behind all reasons, that as much as we rise in the ladder of degrees, as much as we discover him, we discover into greater and greater depth, as if we go back to the roots, or we go up in the ladder of degrees, seemingly up to the world of Ensof, we reveal our roots, that everything that happens to us in every given moment, there's a higher and higher and higher root to it than we previously thought, that every action and every state we undergo, the smallest action or the smallest state, there are thousands of reasons that are connected to thousands of additional actions which are highly important and that are connected really to the foundations of creation. And when those things are being revealed, even with respect to every individual and private issue he has, that he used to think that it relates to me and the friend, me and the group, me and the world, me and my family, or even personal issues in the most, in the smallest things, he suddenly reveals that those things are connected to the whole of reality, to thousands of years of development. If we're talking about our world, that it's connected to many incarnations and to the fundaments of the creation, the foundations of creation, to all the worlds and to everything that was created and done thus far. And that is all revealed by discovering the posterior from the face. And this is the... That's how we reveal him. When one yearns for his face, he's revealed. He reveals his posterior part, and so on. That's how chasadim and chokhmah are revealed in new vessels. That's how he attains his roots. And out of his roots, he discovers the one who creates them, stabilizes them, the Creator. From your actions, we will know you. Well, questions? Yes.
He says here that one does not know his own conception and he cannot remember anything about it.
The Ibur itself, yes, every state that is a reason for his current state, he doesn't know, he doesn't attain that previous state. If he would have attained his previous state, he would have attained his current state also. That's how it is in every state. You never attain the root to your current state, whether you first attain the state and later you get to know its root. In the current state, you have to reach its Bchina Dalet de Dalet, the fourth aspect within the fourth aspect in this state, to yearn to discover the reason for what happens. You suffer as a result. You truly suffer. You're truly unable to agree to this state until your suffering and pain come to a correct extent, their complete measure, and then you begin to receive the notion, just like when Malchut, the Malchut attains Keter, that there's the Creator who created this, those sensations for you in an indirect way. Maybe throughout several years, until you discover, you understand that you have to get rid of it. It really strangles you. It disturbs your advancement. And then he reveals to you that it was him who did it, so that you will accept the state as desirable for your advancement.
So he writes that one cannot remember anything from that time and cannot tell anything about it. What does it mean he doesn't remember anything about, you know, who he is? Who is blocking me? Who is stopping me, blocking my memory? Why can't I remember this? It would have helped me if I was able to remember a little bit.
How can you depict yourself being in a certain reality and having the knowledge regarding the understanding of the forces that have formed this reality, and when it was already formed, a certain kli that is named the Tzvika was created, and that this vessel now feels something. How can such a thing exist before there is someone who already feels something. First of all, you have to have someone who feels something, and then this person who feels something reveals his own, the reasons and the foundations of the state in which he discovers all that. He has to go backwards. From that moment in which he acknowledged the fact that he exists, that he is capable of researching his reasons.
He writes here that one does not know his own conception, so I did know it and now I don't know it?
No, you haven't known that. You didn't know that. How can you know before you are conscious to your state?
So how can I be attracted, drawn to my root?
After you feel that you exist, you want to get to know your root.
But he brings me to wanting to know the root. What brings me there?
No, the notion itself that I exist awakens me to strive towards my root. I look for different antiques in archaeology. As an archaeologist, I want to know who am I? What did the people who brought to my state now thought? How did they live? Why are we attracted to those things? Because I want to know where I'm from. What are my roots? It seems to me that they have known important things. They might have important thoughts. They had some maybe foundations or some smart thoughts. That's how we think about the Egyptians, about the Greeks, about those and those. If you would have lived in their times, you would have seen that it's nothing, that they're the most primitive people you can possibly think of, that they've had nothing. They believed in a tree and in a stone, and that's it. And they worshipped them. Whereas you develop it until they seem to you so great. Why? Because you refer to them what you actually have to refer to the Creator, to the spiritual root. You ascribe to them what you actually have to ascribe to the Creator.
The point in the heart isn't something from my past that shows up today. That point in the heart comes from somewhere. It's not that I just awaken suddenly. Isn't the point in the heart related to my past?
The point in the heart is what we have to reveal, to discover. Why should we think about something we don't really able to identify? Do you have, God forbid, the problem with your heart that you can see? No, there's a certain inclination out of the many inclinations you have. Now you refer to it, for the time being, as the point in the heart. Let's hope that it will be revealed.
It's revealed in the whole world. Look what's happening. Soon you're going to have a convention in Scandinavia.
If you call this a point in the heart.
Well, it's part also of the point in the heart. How is it happening suddenly from the past the point in the heart shows up in you? What causes that?
No, the fact that there are roots to everything that happens to us is certain. But the fact that I don't know, that I cannot discover them, that I don't know the reasons, is a fact. You discover those reasons only from a certain point in which I already exist, and then I go backwards, and I inquire, and I research. It doesn't happen prior to this, to the existence of this self. This is the meaning of the verse, that a person doesn't know his root, but he can go backwards and inquire it. But if he doesn't go backwards and inquire his root, he won't reveal anything. If he will go to inquire his roots, he will reveal only corporeality. Rather, to reveal his root, he has to go forward, because in the revelation of the Creator, in the discovery of the Creator, he will find his roots. And this is where we might be mistaken. Still.
It says here that Adam, a man, includes everything, and he later continues that he can attain the whole world and know what the people of the world think, and he evaluates them, in order to see how to be liked by them, and he adjusts himself to their desires. In order to reach such knowledge, he only has to look within himself, and already he understands the thoughts of his contemporaries, because everyone is equal to one another, and the person himself includes them within himself. How does a man do that?
It's plain psychology.
How do I do it in the optimal manner? How do I bring this ability to its maximal?
But you always inquire yourself within yourself. You always feel yourself. You never inquire anything from without. You research your impressions, your understandings, your perceptions, the pictures that are being depicted within you. That's what you're doing. And you also name the world after your impression from something. There is no more than that. Ask more.
If I want to connect to a person, how should I look within myself and already understand his thoughts and how to be liked by him? And
but how can you know that person if not from within yourself? When you look at me and you want to get to know me, you compare myself to some inner images you have, or your own images of yourself, or some other images. And out of this, you get to know me. But all those images are found within you.
No.
Well,
so if I want to improve my communication with you, what should I do within myself? He says that it only depends on me.
Right.
So what should I do if I want to know how to buy your heart? Let's say, continuing yesterday's workshop, we said, how can I reach any person's heart? And if this every such person is only inside of me as an internal image within me, how do I improve my communications with every person?
You can improve your communication with every individual only to the extent that you can go above your ego. When you have these two images, let's say, that with respect to one image, you're saying this is an external image, and with respect to the other, you're saying that this is my inner image, and you have to make your desire like his. As it is said, to bring closer your shape to his, but also his shape is depicted in your senses, in your understanding. Once you begin to work on your ego, you begin to accept other forms. That's called in faith above reason. You begin to depict this picture that is seemingly not attached to your ego within you. And then you begin to see the actual, the true world, meaning the way it truly exists outside of you and not within the ego as you used to depict things. And this is how you exit, let's say, your prison house, your prison cell.
So what's the process of a perfect connection, communication to somebody that I don't know? What do I do inside of me?
You shouldn't go according to your egoistic impulses. Rather, to accept the external shapes as truer than what I am. Such an inclination toward external shapes instead of toward oneself is called love thy friend as thyself. Well, maybe I'm talking slightly, I wanted to use a slightly different language, but let's move to the next part.
Moving on to the next part on the Zohar.